Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast. I'm Joel Marshall, and joining me as usual to take a look at all the weekend's racing is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. And Carl, it is finals day at Flemington. A really good program continues to gather momentum each and every year, and we have 9 races of course this year, 8 finals, and we have a country cup to boot. It's a really good program. What are your thoughts?
Agree, Joel. It's a very good card. It's historically one of my favourite meetings on the calendar. Even going back to the Grey National Steeplechase and the Winter Championship final we used to have at Flemington, but I guess since Jumps Racing moved away from Flemington, they've had to replace it with some quality flat racing, and they've really done wonders with this winter program, culmination of 8 series finals, and a mixture of good betting races and also a few shorties that probably should get over the line.
All right, well, there are 4 black type races on the card, all run at listed level. So we'll have a look at those 4 and then we'll give you our best and value. The first 2 listed events kick off the program. Race 1 is for the 2-year-olds, the Taj Rossi Series Final. And of course, this was the Gibson Carmichael, always a pretty handy form race. Here I'll go 8 Palmer Love. I think from a better draw, we can see her hopefully settling closer. Her debut win was good. She just got too far back of her last couple, but I'll give her another chance to beat 3 Bengal Cat, 1 El Greco, and 4 Arada.
Looks to be a lot of good horses in this race this year, and sometimes the Gibson Carmichael can be a little bit lacking quality, but I think there's some really nice staying 3-year-olds potentially next season in this race, and I've gone with 4 Arada on top. Good debut win after being slow away, and then the last start effort behind Bengal Cat was outstanding. Got it on top from 1 El Greco, 2 Royal Rumble, who is on the quick backup after a dominant win with 59 kilos last time in Adelaide, and the 4th number 3 Bengal Cat. But Palmer Love and number 9 May Race On are others to consider. It's a really good race.
Race 2 is the AR Creswick Series Final. This is for the 3-year-olds, and it was the only race that they called on late nominations for on Monday morning, and I think 9 Our Harmony was perhaps the sole late entry to accept. Of course, backing up off her win last week at Caulfield, she's going great guns. But I'll go 7 here, Valderrama, the least experienced of the runners. A good win on debut and a good effort to run second at his next start. I think he's got a fair bit of upside, this horse. I've put him ahead of 2 Hussein Eagle. I think he's the one to beat. 3 Rough Justice, and I'll throw in Our Harmony for 4th, number 9.
Just realised Our Harmony and Hell on Earth, number 8, were the only 2 late nominations in this race to accept. So I was leading you astray by nodding my head.
That is okay.
Illustrious Lad on top for me. Luckless 2 runs to go behind Hussein Eagle, and then ran similar closing sectionals to the winner Rough Justice last time. I think this horse is crying out for the 1,200 metres, and it gets it here. From barrier 1, should just be off the speed, and in the small field, just needs the openings in the final 300 metres to be figuring in a finish. Got it on top from Rough Justice, number 3, 9 Our Harmony, and for 4th, number 2, Hussein Eagle. But you can't really put the pen through any of these. It's another really good race.
All right, we'll skip across to what most people see as the feature of the day, the showpiece event, the Winter Championship Series Final, and this is race 7 on the program. We already have a couple of scratchings, numbers 10 and 11, which sees Kenjaw Wood get a run if they elect to stay in Melbourne instead of travelling to Sydney for a 5-horse race, and Metaphorical as well, both Peter Moody runners. Currently, on Thursday afternoon, have a run in the field. I'm with number 12, Sir Andrew, sticking with him. I think it's his time to shine on Saturday up to the mile. That's what he's been looking for. A son of the English Derby winner, Sir Percy, so I think he's definitely looking for the trip. I thought the main danger was clearly number 3, Mr. Utopia. I think one of the 2 will win it. You quite often look at this race and you think, oh, we've got to go wide, but I think this year there aren't too many winning hopes. 12 to beat 3. I'll throw in 7 Venture On for 3rd. Back out to the mile will suit, I think. And I'll throw in 17 Kenjaw Wood, even though he has a big weight. Thought he could run well. Maybe if you are going wider, probably Amavatio you probably have to include. But I'll be banking mine around 12 and 3.
Yeah, pretty similar. Mr. Utopia on top for me. Big efforts from wide barriers his last couple of runs, and I thought he put the writing on the wall just first up this campaign with that massive win over Boomwire, and then he's run at Warrnambool, he just got too far back. Third up, he was very impressive from the back at Flemington, again over 1400, and his last two from wide barriers getting home strongly both times. And I don't think the pattern of the day suited. He seemed to be out wide and in the inferior section of the track there, went sixth behind Ambavascio. So drawn a little bit better here, and I think he doesn't need to get that far back, and I think he'll be hard to beat and can finish ahead of number 12, Sir Andrew, who looks the logical danger, similar sort of form lines and carries 5 kilos less. The third, number 13, Tiny's Legacy, has been going along okay after winning a heat of this series at Sale 3 starts ago, and fourth, number 2, Tried and Tied. But not that much depth to this field. I think if you're taking quaddies, 3 and 12 and maybe third run.
All right, race 8 is the fourth of the listed events. This is the All Victorian Sprint Series final. And here I'm with 8 Smackdown to continue his winning run. Like the way he's going this time in, and perhaps trying to follow in the footsteps of Riziz and win the Golden Topaz en route to winning this race. 7 Lon Rockstar. Good win last time out. A lot of people seem to have found him, but he did pay well, and he was given a gun ride by Craig Williams. He's going to need a similar sort of patient, perfectly timed ride to win at 1200. 6 Nearest to Pin won this race last year, and 4 to Circles back in form last up. Can run well. 8.7.6.4 for me.
Just don't like this race one bit. It's a field leg of the quaddie for mine, because they've all got a hope, and I don't know which one to single out. If I'm forced to go with one, I'll probably go with 10, Nadine Lass, who's been knocking on the door. Gold bracelet winner back in March, and then been placed her next 4 starts. Up to 1,200 metres should suit. If she produces the sort of run that saw her finish third behind Hazard, and her recent efforts behind Hard Romp and Long Rockstar have been really good, and she stays down in the weights. But she's a bit of a noted non-winner with only 3 wins from 36. So got her on top from 5 Salsa, 3 Hard Romp and 7 Long Rockstar, but it's a field leg of the quality for mine.
All right, my best, I'll go Sir Andrew again. I'm worried of Mr. Utopia, but I'll make Sir Andrew my best. Race 7, number 12. My value is race 6, number 15, Bonnie Bell. Unplaced all 3 this time in, but she's going well. Had no luck at Flemington, 2 back, and then at Pakenham, covered a bit of ground, could have finished a little bit closer, and Glenn Boss sticks with, I think she's looking for the Flemington mile. And just a roughie, race 5, number 13, Bo Padrill. Don't mind the way this horse is going, I think he's crying out for the mile.
Best bet comes up in the last race for me, and that's DeLille Engine. At all 4 runs this campaign, and each time short in betting. But I just think that getting out to the 2600 here, this is the final, this is the race that he has been set for all along. And I didn't mind the effort behind Crafty Cruiser last time. He stays down in the weights, he meets Crafty Cruiser 4 kilos better for that one length defeat. And he just ran the best late splits in that race, and I just think he's going to be very, very hard to beat. I think the dangers are Cadillac Man and perhaps Caldini, but I just think DeLille Engine gets the job done. The other one, Mr. Utopia, I'm rather keen on. If you're taking a quaddie, I'd stand them out. Maybe you could go one out on each and then field the other 2 legs. And the roughie of the day, my value bet, would be race 5, number 15, Doubtless Star. Horse that won really well with a Chuka 2 starts ago. And probably should have won a heat of the Silver Bowl at Bendigo last time. Was last back on the fence, got chopped out for a run 3 times in the straight, and powered home for a luckless 6th. I'm thinking from the barrier, I'll probably settle in the second half of the field and be finishing on strongly down the outside. So hopefully Doubtless Star around about 20-1 can run a nice race of odds.
All right, Royal Randwick on Saturday, and we're left with a heavy track again. The rain continues to fall. There, we have an 8-race program. My best, no black type racing, my best is Frank Hu, race 7, number 11. I like this improving son of Zabeel. Formerly in New Zealand, Trent Busserdam had him early and had him nominated for the Spring Champion Stakes last year. He trialled a couple of times, didn't quite come up in that first prep, but now over here with Team Hawks, he's had a couple of preps and he looks to have really switched on this time in, so I think he can take the next step. And my value is, again, from the Team Hawksyard, I Dance, race 6, number 8. In what looks a race with quite a few chances, didn't have much luck from the wide gate second up. Fresh run was good, and third up, I reckon he's ready to win.
Best bet would be in an early race, and that's the Peter Moody Trained Got You Double, race 4, number 3. Started this campaign with two wins, a Bendigo maiden win in three-year-old company, and then won a very competitive benchmark 64 at Flemington at midweek level. Won it by 2 3/4 lengths. It was quite impressive with the Terex in second position. And then last time, it was very slow away from a wide barrier, got too far back, but ran the best late splits behind Dodging Bullets, a horse I've got plenty of time for, and I think can measure up into better races as a four-year-old in the spring. And I just think Got You Double is well placed in this race, and does look the one they have to beat over the 2,000 metres. A value bet, well, I'm keen on a few with odds, but if I had to single down one, I'd probably go race 6, number 10, and that's Magic Dallas, who resumed with a luckless effort, finishing 10th of 16 behind 2 Blue. It just got back and never really got a clear crack at them, got chopped out for a run twice in the straight. I would have thought Magic Dallas would have finished just as well as Christy Lee did. It was back alongside, and Christy Lee went to the outside and got an uninterrupted run, while Magic Dallas it was held up, and Christy Lee ran second. So Christy Lee goes up a kilo in weight, and I just think Magic Dallas at the $21 is a great each-way bet.
All right, racing in Adelaide on Saturday, and you'll be surprised, it is not at Morfettville. We are at Gawler. Good to see a little bit of change there. And we have 9 races at Gawler. We have a steeple and a hurdle to kick off the program, and some good-sized fields, as you'd expect. And we're running at a provincial venue like Gawler, but some good racing. Carl, what have we come up with?
Race 9, number 7 is my best, and that's Spin Dry. Trained by Philip Stokes, been ridden by Paul Gadd. It was a good winner 2 starts ago over the 1400 at 72 level. It came from a trailing position and was very good. And then last Saturday at Moorfield Parks, over the same track and distance, contested an open handicap. An open handicap with a little bit of depth, and there was 1 3/4 lengths covering first to last, and Spun Dry settled leaders back and didn't get a clean crack at them, and was only beaten a half length into fifth position behind Little Lackey. It was very much a luckless effort, and this race here, it has a bit of depth, but not quite as much depth as last Saturday, this 72 rating race. So stepping up to the 1500, drawn to get a soft run, I think Spun Dry is the benchmark here, and the value bet is race 5, and that's number 3, Cruisin' Now, who won twice, 2 races on the trot, then ran 3rd behind High Octane and 4th to Dr. Care. I think that's a really good form for this race. The latest run was behind Dr. Care, as I said, and that was last Saturday. Got back in a very slowly run race, but still reeled off the quickest last 600 and ran the 634.5. It was a very good effort for Cruisin' Now, who for much of his 86 start career has been a bit of a one-pace grinder. So at the age of 70, he looks to have a new lease on life, and he looks to be a good each-way bet.
All right, just the one from mine. For me, race 3, number 8, Coerced Witness. Had something on her at her first 2 starts and ran really well. Nicely bred from a good New Zealand family and back from a spell, no weight there. Could be a little bit of depth to this race, but I like her going forward. Coerced Witness. Moving on to Doomben on Saturday, where we have an 8 race card. And no black type racing. Look, it's a day I think where you can scout for value. There's 4 horses I'm keen to have a bet on, and I think they're all at double figures. My best is Valerie Damore, who I knew would be good odds, and I think you can get 18, 19 to 1 for her. Race 3, number 4, she was 1600 to 2200 last time. Did a fair bit of work from an outside gate, and was still 4 and 5 wide going out of the first turn. Hit the front, and got run down last 200. She'll be a lot fitter, and she won a similar race to this not too long ago. I reckon she's ready to show something. And I made Boy Scout my value. Very, very tough race. A lot of the fancies are drawn wide. Race 8 is the race I speak of for the three-year-olds. And I just like this horse, Boy Scout. He was in the Grafton Guineas on Wednesday. They scratched. He gets back, but he gets a good finish on him, and he's coming through the grades nicely. So I think he can run well. And the other two that I thought you could look at were perhaps Soros, race 6, number 4, and Our Boy Nicholas, race 7, number 11.
Only one bet for me, and it's perhaps an obvious one. It's race 5, number 2, Seeking More. I was keen on its chances last start when it won and beat the Storm. And that was over the same track and distance, over 1,050 at Doomben. Well, it's the same again, and only carries a half kilo more after the 3 kilo claim of Luke Dittman in comparison to the Storm. And I think it can just do it again, just sit off the pace and have the last crack at them. I see the Storm and probably leading along with Rocky King, and it just sitting in behind and getting every chance. It looks quite an obvious selection for mine, and you're probably looking around about the 2-1 mark, Joel, aren't you, Seeking More?
Yes, was favourite last night when I was looking, and yeah, well, I think it was around about the $3, $3.20 mark. But yeah, those three do dominate the betting, the three that you mentioned. Belmont in the West on Saturday, we have a listed race, the Bovine Stakes over the 1,000 metres. I tipped, this is race 7, I tipped 8 Rebel King to bounce back to the winner's stall from 1 Rock Magic, 3 Benito and 2 Peninci. My best is Tangier, race 3, number 8, our value bet from a couple of weeks ago. I thought you'd get 20s, but obviously the word was out. Paid $8 and won by 5.5. Really looks a promising horse, up to 2,100, but lightly raced son of Lonro, and looks to have plenty of upside. He's well found in the betting, of course, on Saturday. And my value is You Know the Drill. Not sure if you can still get the huge odds that were on offer Wednesday night, but this Adam Durant trained galloper didn't have much luck first up from a wide draw, barrier 1 on Saturday. There's a few chances here, but I thought she'd run really well. Number 9, You Know the Drill. Across the Tasman Saturday, we've got two venues in New Zealand. We've got Trentham, where the track will be very heavy. We have the Wellington hurdles and steeples, and we have Ruakaka, as has been the case a couple of times recently. And of course, they usually run on a firmer track there, and they'll be running on a dead 5 or a roundabout, something like that. Trentham, my best is Bishop Briggs, race 8, number 3. A good return from him. He's going to strip fitter and blinkers on, and a claim point to him being tough to beat. My value was Lil Mer, race 7, number 10. I think up to the 1600 now at her fourth run this time in. I think she's ready to run well. And Ruakaka, my best, likely to be short, but she's pretty smart. Moochie Me, race 1, number 3, first run back from a bleeding attack. 1,000 metres won't be her go going forward, but she should be too good for these. And my value is Suggestions. Race 3, number 8. A well-bred filly, by any suggestion, half-sister to Furlax, who won the Australian Guineas and is owned in the same interest. So she was pretty good first up over the 1,000. I think up to 1,200 will certainly play into her hands. Well, that just about takes us out. Of course, don't forget to pick up your winning post. And we have full coverage Friday through till Monday. And a giant bumper lift out, of course, for the big racing on Sunday. The big jumps action at Warrnambool, of course, holding the Grand National Hurdle this year. A really, really good renewal of that race. And, of course, the crisp steeple as well. Can Bashboy bounce back, as he did last year, off a mishap in the Moss Trooper? And, of course, we've got all the form for the Winter Championships and all your regular columns. Carl, $20 bet this week.
I'll give you two $10 win bets at 20-1. They are Randwick, race 6, number 10, Magic Dallas, and in Melbourne at Flemington. And the Silver Bowl final, race 5, number 15, Doubtless Star.
All right, I will have 10 each way, Bonnie Bell, in the Rivette Series final, Flemington, race 6, number 15. Good luck, listeners. Hopefully we've found you a few winners, and we will talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.